Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we're welcoming all listeners from North and South America, and also our many listeners from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here again during these very, really turbulent times with this pandemic. Hopefully everyone is out there at home, safe and healthy. And ACC News, we're doing our best to continue to really bring you the most incredible people. And people, again, to lift the inspirations of all of our listeners around the world. So many people, again, going through these really very stressful moments dealing with this pandemic. So, again, we're very happy to bring you all another wonderful show. And today, our very inspiring guest, we have back with us high-performance coach, Rowan Abe. And she is the founder of Goal Focus Results. Now, to anyone out there that's tuning in, that, again, that feels that somehow they can't seem to make the right decisions to get to the next level in life. For, again, the people out there that feel stuck, and again, so many of us are in this situation where we feel that we can't get to that next level. For the business owners and also the business leaders that feel that they've been stuck, again, on this one level and they can't seem to get ahead. If any of this sounds remotely familiar, again, many of us are home, grab a seat, get very comfortable, grab a cup of coffee, because our special guest today, Rowan Abe, she's actually been there. And she may share information with you that may change your life or perhaps the life of a loved one forever. It is now the 28th of April, and again, I would like to remind everybody tuning in, especially our listeners from overseas that are in different time zones. If you do miss any portion of our segment today with Rowan, or perhaps if you want to catch our previous segment that we did have with Rowan as well, all of our shows are archived on our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And also, we're a part of social media. Just about everyone is now, and so many people are home. We are also on Facebook, and you can actually listen to the show from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also a part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, if you've seen any one of our advertisements anywhere on any one of our sister sites or even a press release, please feel free to send us your information by email. And you actually may get an opportunity to speak to one of our coaches that are featured on one of our shows. So again, we're very happy to feature that little promotion as well. Now, getting back to what I was touching earlier, and for everyone that really didn't get a chance to hear our previous segment with Rowan, success, balance, and progress. These are all goals that many of us try to attain in life. Again, this is both personal and professional. It's really the daily grind that takes its toll on us. And again, experiences, both good and bad, they have long-lasting effects on us. And at many times, it could take our confidence. So for the people out there that feel stuck, again, some of it's personal, and a lot of it is professional as well. If you're a business owner or a leader on the executive level, that's really worked for so many years, but you really can't find a way to get to that next level. So many people out there, it's really a hopeless feeling, especially for the business leaders and also the business owners that don't have many people to reach out to. Who can you go to for help? Now, there are special people out there. Our special guest today, Rowan Abe of Go Focus Results. She is actually here to assist people just like you on your path and perhaps gets you to that next level that you are struggling to get to. Now, Rowan herself, after years on an executive level, the company that she worked for unexpectedly closed its doors, leaving her suddenly unemployed and understandably stressed. How many of us right now can relate to that? Lorraine was at such an extreme low point in her life that she really questioned her self-worth. She questioned her value. But Rowan found a way to climb out of that hole that she was trapped in. How did she do it? She did it with the help of a life coach. And to everybody out there that's tuning in, I want to inform you that everyone out there, may be the president, leaders of big businesses, they all have life coaches on their side or some form of coach. The value of having someone on your side that's there to help you and give you a different perspective, I can't even put a number on the value of it. Now, Rowan, with a rejuvenated passion for life, she really felt compelled to really share her knowledge, her tools, and resources that she learned throughout her own experience. And again, working with a life coach is what helped her get out of this situation. And she is now focusing her life and her time to helping people all over the world overcome their situations as well. A truly incredible guest. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you strategic high performance coach, founder of Go Focus Results, Miss Rowan Abe. How are you doing on this very beautiful day, Rowan?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Matthew, for the wonderful introduction.
Well, Rowan, we're very happy to have you again during these very turbulent times for so many people out there. But before anything, Rowan, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Rowan Abe?
Well, Matthew, I'd like to. Who is Rowan Abe? And really, I'm a curious and insightful coach that really just delights in seeing my clients grow into the vision that they have for themselves. I truly believe that everybody deserves to be happy. Life is really short, and it's my goal to get them there.
And you yourself has really had an incredible journey. Can you please share with the audience your personal journey that's led you to really where you are here today?
Okay. Well, it all started out about a little over 8 years ago, and I had been with a company for over a decade, and I had watched it grow or been with them from the time that they had 6 employees to almost 100 employees, and were doing about $100 million in business. And I got to oversee the staff that ranged from Hawaii all the way to Washington, D.C., and I knew them all by name, and, you know, I got to meet their families, and, you know, that team meant so much to me. A lot of my identity got wrapped up in my title and how I could just help them all. And then, you know, we made some really bad expansion decisions, and we had to shutter the company doors within about 6 months. And that really was crushing. So much of my identity had grown over the years into my job, and then to have to let go of all of my team, it was really devastating. You know, they teach you in college how to grow a business, how to run a business, but they don't teach you how to shut it down. And that was really hard. It was a really painful lesson. I feel for anyone right now having to make those decisions, because they don't come easy. And, you know, then to go ahead and talk to your vendors and tell them that you can't pay them, but, you know, to please give you lines of credit so that you can still continue business, so you have a chance to pay them back. Those conversations are really difficult.
Yes.
And it got to the point where, you know, waking up in the morning was hard. Just going in and to face another day was difficult. And I found a ticket that I had on the side, you know, I had bought with a program that gave me a free coaching session. And I said, oh, what have I got to lose? Really, what have I got to lose at this point? And, you know, talking with that coach really, really helped me to see that I could turn it around, at least for myself. There's nothing I could do for the company, but I could still have a better life, and I could make the life of my family a lot better too. And so I worked with that coach, you know, over the years, and I was able to get back on my feet again and really thrive. And at that point, I thought, you know, there has to be more. You know, how can I help other people that are going through a similar situation, you know, get their life back to really thrive again? Because that's what we're all meant to do.
Absolutely. And again, so many of us out there that do struggle, it can become very lonely. And I just want everyone out there, yes, to realize that there are people out there that have been through this that are willing to help you get through these hard times. Now, Rowan, judging from your own personal experiences with struggles in your own life, why do you feel, and you mentioned this a few times, why do you feel so many people tend to lose their own identities during turbulent and stressful times?
No. As time goes on, we tend to define ourselves by titles or roles that we have, and it's so easy to gravitate toward career, right? In my instance, I was an executive, and I wrapped my whole being around that executive title. That's who I was, and I lived that out every day. And then when that got taken away from me and I lost it, it's like, who am I? And so much of my significance or my certainty was wrapped up in that title, that once I could no longer define myself by that title, I was really lost. And it's through finding out that, hey, I'm the same person, title or no title. I'm that same person. I just have to redefine how I want to call that person. And that was the 2-millimeter shift that really changed the game for me.
And again, hearing your story, this is something that so many people around America, really around the world, can relate to at this moment, as far as losing that position and somewhat losing their identity at the same time. Now, Rowan, you mentioned in the previous segment something about trusting your inner voice. Can you please share with the audience what that means to you personally?
Trusting your inner voice is trusting who you really are at the core. It's knowing that no matter what happens, you know, if you didn't have a title, if, you know, everything were stripped away from you, who are you inside? What are the values that you really hold near and dear? And it's by living out those values that helps you to become a more confident person and to have more certainty in your life. because no matter what, you can always go back to those values and really just demonstrate them. And sometimes, you know, we don't hear the inner voice in ourselves because the news media is too loud or the people around us are too loud, and they're telling us different versions of what we should value or what we should be looking at. And it's by building that muscle that just shuts out those voices so you can hear what's coming out from your soul that helps you to refocus and really just say, no matter what, I am this person. I will always be this person, and that's what I can count on, and everyone around me can count on.
And that was very well said. And getting back to that, Rowan, how important is it to you to help your clients be aware that their identity is not connected to a job or to an object?
It's really important because, and it's just, you know, widening their perspective. Yes, you were an executive. Yes, you were. You're that same person. Right? Using myself again as an example, I was an executive. I was a mom. I'm a sister. I'm a daughter. I'm a wife. Right? I have many different roles that I play. And in all those roles, I can still channel the executive in that. I can lead my family. I can be a good example. And it's to realize that although the qualities you saw very predominantly in your career, now you just have to open your eyes and see how those qualities come out in your other careers or titles, right? As a daughter, as a son, as a mother, as a dad, as a community member. And then just express those values in those other roles that you play. So if a client is going from one career to another or is transitioning, and then it's like mapping over those traits that they're very strong in or that they identify a lot with into their new path, and that really helps them to make the transition. Because at the core, they're that person. They just have to learn to express it a different way.
And to everybody tuning in, Roy's life kind of changed with a free coaching session that was initially offered from another coach to her, and it actually changed your life forever, Roy. How important is it to you to give your clients an initial free session to really determine on if you can help them?
I think that's the best thing I could give anyone. It's a chance for them to really focus on what they want to do. Because a lot of the times people come to me and they say, oh, I want to lose, you know, 20 pounds. And then when we have our free coaching session, we really realize that it's about getting confidence in themselves. The 20 pounds is just a side effect of that confidence that they have in themselves.
Yes.
And it's by that allows us to focus on the real problem, the real issue. Because if we just focused on the 20 pounds, we would never solve the issue with confidence. And they would just regain the 20 pounds back and not feel any better about themselves.
Now also, Ryan, a big part of your practice also focuses on health and nutrition. So, can you please share with the audience what type of health-related issues can you help people with?
I can help people with, you know, their general health issues. Most of the time it's people that want to start a healthier lifestyle or they want to, you know, just start becoming that youthful person they were in the past that they remembered in high school. Or sometimes it's, you know, they have a diagnosis that makes them suddenly realize that they're mortal and they want to extend their lifetime as much as they can, right? So they're looking to make a lifestyle change, and I help them to change their mindset so so they can become a healthy lifestyle person. I also help people train for the marathon for the first time. And I think that's a really fun thing. Can't do marathons so much now with social distancing, but I really enjoy that.
And to everybody tuning in, Roanne focuses, she loves helping business owners who are also parents. But Roanne, do you feel that you can also help women in other different areas as well?
I do. Most of the time, when women come to me, they might have a career need that they need help with, but that also ties very closely with their own family. And if they don't have a family, it's with relationships. And I can help guide them on those relationships or their family as well. And because everybody needs balance between the two. And as women, sometimes we feel guilty if we can't do it all. You know, if we can't be everything to everyone, and that's our fault. And I really work with my clients so they have the mindset that it's okay not to be everything to everyone, but they just have to be the best at who they are.
And again, that was very well said, Roanne. So many people out there want to make changes, and they have so many different ideas and different moves, and people always tend to wait and say that they're not ready or they're waiting for a certain or perfect situation. Ryan, why do you feel that people always tend to, like, wait for perfect situations to ever make a serious move or action in their lives?
Truthfully, I do feel that it's because people don't want to fail. And with failure comes shame, right? Because you failed and now everybody saw you fail. And nobody likes doing that or have it rubbed in their face like, oh, you know, you didn't make the team or you came in second. No, nobody likes that. And it's to get them to understand that it's not failing. It's you're learning. You just make that little shift in your mindset. Or like you won't learn if you don't fail, right? Like when we're all ready to walk. How many times did we fall down?
Exactly.
If we call that failure every time we fell down, we would never walk, right? But every time we got up and we took a few steps and then fell down, then we learned how to balance ourselves better. And that's the same kind of analogy that I work my clients through, that it's not failure, but it's the opportunity to learn.
So to everyone out there, Roanne can actually help out an array of different people. And I do want you to share this with the audience, Roanne. Who exactly is your client base?
My client base, to be more of the small business owner, and they might also be a young parent or a parent of young children.
Yeah.
And what they're coming to me with is there's this mythical life balance that everybody wants and everybody feels that they can achieve. Like, I can spend all my time with business and I can spend all my time with family. But in reality, that's not how it all boils out. There has to be give and take within that relationship. And I work with my clients to find that balance of where it is for them. And no matter what that ratio is, and the ratio can change over time, that it's okay as long as that's their vision.
Yes. And now, there's so many people that are home right now. We have many new listeners that are tuning in as well. If I'm one of these people at home and I find myself in some of these situations that we did speak about, I feel stuck. I'm looking to move on. What are the exact services that you can provide for them?
So I help people to become successful in getting that vision that they want for themselves. And so I work with them over the phone so that they can really figure out what's holding them back. You know, why is it that they keep, you know, not being able to get this goal that they might have had for years? And I work with them to release. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. So you do hold your sessions over the telephone. So you can work with anyone just about anywhere around the country or even around the world.
Correct.
Okay. So again, to everyone tuning in, Rowena is located in Hawaii, but no matter where it is that you're located, she will be able to help you. Now, if you could please share with the audience perhaps some of the different tools and techniques that you actually incorporate into some of these programs.
Okay. So I've learned from a variety of different thought leaders, ranging from Brendon Burchard, Tony Robbins, and I've also learned neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, and I integrate these tools or techniques that I've learned throughout the years to help my clients where they are. So some clients need a mixture of some of those different modalities, I'll call them. Some of them just need one form. But it really depends on where my client is as to how I coach them. Because everybody learns a little differently.
And if you could very quickly share with the audience, some of them may not be familiar with NLP, if you could very quickly share with them that, what that is.
NLP is really working with your subconscious. And the subconscious is really what runs your day. It's not your conscious mind, but it's your subconscious. And by working with your subconscious, we're able to get you the results that you want.
And what I really want you to share with the audience, Roanne, what do you really want people to take away from working with you?
That they have the resources within themselves to overcome any problem that comes their way. It might not take 5 minutes, but over time, they have the resources to overcome problems that come their way.
Now, to everyone out there that's tuning in, I really want you to understand the importance of what Rowena is saying. And again, she's a wonderful person, and she's saying it very calmly, but it's an issue that so many of us do have. So many of us cannot overcome these issues that come our way every single day, and we stress, and it really takes a toll on us physically and mentally. Again, Rowena is someone, a very special person, that will help you get through these times. I can't really stress to the audience the value it is to have someone by your side that actually cares and is willing to help you get through so many of these different issues. And again, somebody that's actually been there herself. We have a little bit over a minute left, Rowena. If you could please share with the audience, where can they go to get more information about your incredible work or perhaps sign up for your program right away?
They can go to my website at goalfocusedresults.com. And they can schedule their free coaching session there if they wish. And I hope to...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I hope to hear from them soon.
Okay. Now, if you could please repeat the web address that you gave to them and spell them out, please. Spell it out for them, please.
So it's Goal Focused Results. So GOALFO. GOALFOCUSEDRESULTS.com.
And to everyone tuning out in out there, Rowena is offering a free coaching session initially. And again, the value of that, there's not many places you can go to. Again, there's different doctors and counselors out there. Every session costs something. You have somebody that's willing to speak to you initially for free and see if she is able to help you get through these times. And, Ryan, I just believe it's incredible that you are offering that. And we're just about out of time today. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Our shows will be up and running now. Hopefully everyone is safe out there during the pandemic. But I do want to thank our very special guest for joining us today, Rowan Abe. Thank you very much for joining us today, Rowan.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. And to our audience out there, we will definitely have Rowan back with us again in the future. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all of our future show dates and times. And hopefully everyone out there is safe and healthy, and I look forward to having you all back with us again on the next segment. To everyone out there, you have a wonderful and very healthy day.